museum. Well, we're piled on the front steps like stray cavaliers. Our code of living meant little to others. The few francs we saved for some cheap souvenirs.
Called The Fox, Out of Job, a song called Just Like Belgium. 7 before 6, how about 1965? Cast your minds back on this New Year's Eve to a song by The Fortunes, and you've got your troubles, and I've got mine.
You've got your troubles, I've got mine. Have you been looking for a small, intimate restaurant for a quiet candlelit dinner for two? You have? Well, Coffers is just the place. It's small, the atmosphere is relaxed, the service is very friendly, and their steaks are superb. So the next time you're looking for something that little bit different, but not outrageously expensive, think of Coffers of 6 Cope Street at the rear of the Central Bank. We're open for lunches from 12 till 3 as well. Coffers, for a friendly service in a relaxing atmosphere. Coffers.
By Citizen. Right now the time by my Citizen watch is exactly 6 o'clock. Nova News with Sybil Fennell. A British soldier was injured in a shooting incident near Crossmaglen in County Armagh this afternoon. His condition is not thought to be serious. Guardian troops were rushed to the border from Dundalk, but the RUC say the shots were fired from the northern side of the border. The state pathologist is to carry out a post-mortem examination on a 20-year-old Galway woman who was found dead in a flat in Galway City at midnight last night. Her name has not yet been released. The Reverend Ian Paisley remains confident of getting into the United States to join the Unionist anti-IRA propaganda tour, despite an American State Department decision to revoke his visa. He claims that Protestant church leaders in the states who support him have been told by the department that if more information were received, an announcement would be made about the visa next week. He also said the church leaders had been told that the American government wanted a united Ireland and that the British government was about to embark on a major initiative towards that. The National Bus Workers Union has deferred strike action on its pay claim, pending a ballot on the pay offer made yesterday by CIE. Postponement of the strike, planned for next Monday, had already been recommended by a committee from the other bus workers' unions. A full-scale murder investigation has begun in Kildare following confirmation that Mrs. Anne Holmes, whose body was found in her car in Monasterevin some days ago, did not die from injuries received when her car ran off the road. post-mortem examination showed that Mrs. Holmes had a massive fracture at the base of her skull. A murder headquarters has been set up at Kilbadera Garda Station. There's been a military coup in Ghana. The president, Mr. Hula Liman, who came to power just 2 years ago, has been overthrown by Flight Lieutenant Jerry Rawlings, who seized power for 3 months in 1979 and then handed over to President Liman in September of that year. There have been reports of gunfighting in the capital, Accra, but not of any major violence. As yet, there's no word of the whereabouts of President Liman. West German Chancellor Herr Schmidt, in a New Year's message which is to be broadcast this evening, refers to the events in Poland as a shadow which has darkened the sky over Eastern Europe. He goes on to say that if in 1982 there were to be violent outside interference in Poland, the peace of Europe would be more threatened than it was in 1980 by the Soviet military intervention in Afghanistan. And Poland's Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Rakowski, extended his stay in Bonn today in order to have talks with the leading West German representative on trade and industry. He's since returned to Warsaw this evening. The Penley lifeboat men in Cornwall say that they won't operate their new boat until the row over the disaster fund money has been sorted out. Lawyers say that although there are now more than £1.25 million in the disaster fund, the family should only be given enough to meet their immediate needs. And the weather outlook, there'll be a few scattered showers this evening, it will be cold, and there'll be sharp to severe ground frost overnight and some fog patches. The outlook is for milder than more unsettled weather than of late, with outbreaks of rain in most areas. Nova News and weather at exactly 3 minutes past six.
Clutter-free. Nova.
Thank you.
Now, 10 past 6, survey song by a band called Imagination from the LP, Buddy Tolkien. Good song, too, called Flashback. 10 past 6, as I say, on this New Year's Eve, US Nova International. Nice to have you with us, and recapping in songs over the past 12 months. One of my favorites as well, Rupert Holmes with Adventure.
You laugh at me. How do say, babe.
Ooh, so good.
Cold, so good, so right. 6:70. Nova playing favorites on this New Year's Eve with Foreigner and Waiting for a Girl Like You. She's late, I think. Hotel Sutton Castle,
this elegant Victorian castle hotel, commanding unsurpassable views of Dublin Bay and City, offers to you the ideal setting for your wedding reception. Specializing in only one wedding reception per day, the castle with its sumptuous and delightful gardens is a haven of tranquility on this most important occasion of your life. Phone 322-688 for reservations. Avail of our bridal suite with its four-poster bed free when you have your reception in the castle on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday. That's the Hotel Sutton Castle. Phone 322-688.
Don't miss the fantastic sale at Trevor Howard, the shop for men. All sail suits, £59.95. All sail jackets, £29.95. Long and short sleeve shirts, £5.95. Trevor Howard, the shop for men, Duke Lane, North Clapton Street, Dublin.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun. Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
So I've been told, and play something nice, they say. Of course they will. How about Jack Jones and Be My Dixie Chicken, and I'll be your Tennessee Lamb. That's a promise.
I've seen the bright lights of Memphis and the Commodore Hotel, and underneath the street lamp I'm met a southern belle. Well, she took me to the river where she cast her spell. In that southern moonlight, she sang this song so well. If you'll be my Dixie chicken, I'll be your Tennessee lamb. We can walk together down in Dixieland. Well, we made all the hot spots, and the money flowed like wine. Then that low-down southern whiskey began to fog my mind. I don't remember church bells or the money I put down on the white picket fence and the boardwalk of a house on the edge of town. Oh, but boy, do I remember the strain of her refrain and the nights we spent together and the way she called my name. Tennessee lamb, and we can walk together down in Dixieland. Well, it's been a year since you ran away, and that guitar player sure could play. She always liked to sing along. She was always handy with a song. Then one night in the lobby of the Commodore Hotel, I chanced to meet a bartender who said he knew her well. And as he handed me a drink, he began to hum a song. All the boys at the bar began to sing along. If you'll be my Dixie chicken, I'll be your Tennessee lamb. And we can walk together down in Dixieland. If you'll be my Dixie chicken, I'll be your Tennessee lamb. And we can walk together.
School, he got some crayons and he started to draw. He put colors all over the paper. All colors was what he saw. And the teacher said, "What you doing, young man?" "I'm painting flowers," he said. She said, "It's not the time for art, young man. And anyway, flowers are green and red. There's a time for everything, young man, and the way it should be done. Got to show concern for everyone else, for you're not the only one." And she said, "Flowers are red, young man, and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." But the little boy said, "There are so